To start conference recording, press 1. Return to the recording has started.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And we are so excited that you chose to spend this portion of your Sunday with us. And we are looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. So if you haven't done it already, go ahead and grab your Bible, get a pen, paper, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell somebody that the Gospel Truth Broadcast is about to start. So prepare your hearts and your minds to hear from the Lord as we are led in prayer by Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
With our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you right now. We give you thanks, O God. We bless your holy name. O Lord God, we ask that you will search our hearts, that you will please be merciful and forgive us, O God. Take away all transgression, iniquity, anything that's not right, Lord. Remove it right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we call on you, Lord, to move upon us during this broadcast. In the name of Jesus, stretch forth your mighty hand, Lord. Touch, Lord, heal and deliver in the name of Jesus. Lord, make whole right now while we're praying this prayer. Oh, Lord God, we pray for strength, for encouragement, for power. Oh, Lord, we pray for guidance and for direction. Show us the way you'll have us to go, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, please incline your ear and hear our cry while we're praying this prayer in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, touch, please, Lord, touch somebody's heart tonight. Somebody, oh, God, who is distraught. Oh, my God, feeling desperate, feeling like there is no hope. Have mercy upon them, Lord, and touch them, oh, God. Reveal yourself unto them and let them know that as long as you are alive, there is hope. Oh, my God, move by your power and your anointing, Lord Jesus. Anoint this broadcast in the name of Jesus. Let it be done according to your will. Reach out to souls everywhere in radio land in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, move right now while we're waiting on you, oh, Lord. We're looking at you and we're depending on you, Lord. Lord, without you, we can do nothing. Oh, Lord God, have your way. Take control, Lord Jesus. Speak to us, oh, God, and minister to our souls. You know what we need, Lord, both spiritually and naturally, emotionally, oh God. You know all of our needs. You're acquainted with all of our griefs. Oh, Lord, bless us tonight with the blessings that we stand in need of in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray right now that you'll look on the bereaved families, those who are dealing with the bereavement. Give comfort and consolation. Lord, please send your holy angels to minister to them, oh God, and to help them through this difficult time. Lord, please remember your people everywhere, one by one and name by name. Lord, in the time of temptation, give us the strength not to yield to the temptation. Oh, Lord God, in times of weakness, strengthen us where we're weak, oh God, and build us up where we're torn down in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to remember all of those who are sick and shut in, Lord. Anyone who is dealing with any kind of sickness, any kind of disease, Lord, we heal them and make them whole, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Restore their health unto them. Restore their strength, oh God, and help them to do your will in the name of Jesus. Have mercy tonight, Lord.
Have mercy, Jesus.
Please have mercy, oh God. Yes, be merciful unto us in the name of Jesus. Lord, remember all of those who are incarcerated. Oh, God, those who are in the jail and in the prisons and detention centers, wherever they may be, Lord, have mercy on their souls. Save the unsaved. Deliver the bound tonight. Lord, do wonders and work miracles, oh, God,
In the name of Jesus, have your way, Lord. Remember our leaders, Lord Jesus. Bless them tonight, oh God. Give them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding concerning how to lead your people. Give them visions and revelation. In the name of Jesus, Lord, move on the leaders all around the world. Rebuke corruption, my God. Oh, Lord, be merciful. Put it in their heart to do what is right in the name of Jesus. Whatever agency is filled with corruption, rebuke it, Lord God,
yes, Lord.
And cause them to do what's right in the name of Jesus. Only you can do it, Lord. You have the power, and there is nothing too hard for you. We believe you tonight, Lord, and we're looking to you. We're taking you at your word, asking you to remember all of those who are on the prayer list everywhere, one by one and name by name, whatever the request is, Lord. We ask that you will grant it and let it be done according to your holy will. We believe it and we count it as done, and we thank you tonight, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We bless your name. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord,
Jesus.
For your touch.
Thank you
for your healing power. Thank you for deliverance. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus, for the saving of souls. We thank you. Hallelujah.
Yes, your name,
yes Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for everything
you've
done, Lord, for what you're doing right now.
Thank you,
we
Jesus.
We thank you for healing.
Yes. Thank you,
Christ.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for strength and power.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Lord, we thank you tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for increasing
yes,
our faith. Oh, Lord, we bless your name. We thank you for this prayer, oh God, and for
thank
your
you,
touch. We ask all of these blessings in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Thank the Lord for that anointed prayer. Praise
Amen.
God, prayer is needed. Glory to God. I'm telling you, we're living in praying times, and we need to pray until our prayer goes through. Praise God. I thank the Lord for that prayer coming through, Pastor Shilhameen. Now we're going to have the reading of the scripture from the sixth number of Psalm. O Lord, rebuke me not in thine anger, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed. My soul is also sore vexed. But thou, O Lord, how long? Return, O Lord, deliver my soul. O save me for thy mercy's sake. For in death there is no remembrance of thee. In the grave, who shall give thee thanks? I am weary with my groaning. All the night make I my bed to swim. I water my couch with my tears. Mine eye is consumed because of grief. It waxeth old because of all mine enemies. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity, for the Lord hath heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord hath heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. Let all mine enemies be ashamed and sore vexed. Let them return and be ashamed suddenly. Praise God. Thank the Lord for the reading of the sixth number of Psalm, from verses 1 throughout verses 10 in its entirety. May God bless the reading of his word.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful psalm being read by Evangelist Maybell and that prayer, anointed prayer coming through Evangelist Hameen. And thank you again so much for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybell Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 1605 313-5995. That access code is 565-2166. You can also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/Grace Radio 5. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts Prayer Works Ministry with co-host Evangelist Nadal Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 563-999-3634. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon service at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. And we want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list, remembering the bereaved Ingram Sewell family. We're praying for Evangelist Patricia Jones, Sister Rhoda, Danny Thompson, the bereaved Harrell family, Darnell Williams, the bereaved Jones family, the bereaved Edmond family, Teresa Ray, Kimmy, Ronald Edmond and his wife, Joel Paldo and bereaved Paldo family, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, Evangelist Linda Paldo, Muhammad Hameen in the prayer circle, Susie Williams, Tawana Williams, Evangelist Martha Colbreth and the bereaved Colbreth family, the bereaved Thompson family, Miss Maxine Tucker, Miss Sherman, the bereaved Lyons Cavaletti family, Sister Maria McBride, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, and pray for those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And right now we're going to ask if Evangelist Cynthia Edmond would render a selection unto the Lord. God bless you, sis.
God bless. I know the Lord is my shepherd. I know the Lord is my shepherd. I know the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. I know the Lord is my shepherd. I know the Lord is my shepherd. I know the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He leads me beside still waters. He leads me beside still waters. He leads me beside still waters, and I shall not want. I know the Lord is my shepherd. I know the Lord is my shepherd. I know the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Well, he feeds me when I'm hungry. He feeds me when I am hungry. He feeds me when I'm hungry, and I shall not want. Oh, I know the Lord is my shepherd. I know the Lord is my shepherd. I know the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. I know the Lord is my shepherd. I know the Lord is my shepherd. I know the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want.
Praise the Lord. I know that the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. The Lord, for that beautiful selection coming through Dr. Cynthia Edmond. Now at this time, we want to prepare our hearts to hear the word of God. Praise God. The following voice you will hear will be that of Evangelist Nadal Edmond.
We're going to the word of God, taken from the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter, and beginning with the first verse.
Praise God.
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Amen.
For by it the elders obtained a good report.
Yes.
Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God.
Amen.
So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain.
Yes, he did.
By which he obtained witness that he was righteous.
Yes,
God. sign of his gift, and by it, he being dead, yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death,
all right,
and was not found, because God had translated him.
Oh, yes.
For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. I wonder tonight, are you pleasing God tonight?
Yes, Lord. Come on,
you know, without faith,
impossible
to please the Lord. The Bible said that.
If you would like to correspond with
yes, the evidence of things not seen.
Amen.
Said, for by the elders
yes
obtained the good report.
Glory to God.
Those old patriots and apostles,
yes,
they obtained a good report.
Amen.
By that faith they had.
Yes.
I heard Jesus when he said, when the Son of Man shall appear on the earth.
Glory to God.
When the Son of Man shall appear again.
Yes.
Shall we find faith on the earth?
Oh, yes.
You know, the faith is dwindling away.
Yes, it is.
People don't trust in God like they used to.
Amen.
They don't take God at his word like they used to. When they first started out serving the Lord, you couldn't stop them from praising God. You couldn't stop them from testifying.
All right, preacher.
You couldn't stop them from living right and doing the things that were pleasing in the sight of God.
Amen.
Oh, they believed God for the healing of their body.
Yes.
They believed God for the miracle that they needed in their lives.
Yes, they did.
Oh, they put their lives on the line. Believing God and trusting him.
Yes.
And taking him at his word.
Oh, yes.
But now the faith is dwindling away.
Yes.
They are taken back and drawn back on God.
Glory to God.
Plain as the word of God said, my soul shall have no pleasure.
Yes.
And him that draw back.
All right.
Because when you draw back on God, you're drawing back unto perdition.
Yes, you are.
And God said his soul shall have no pleasure.
No pleasure.
In the drawback spirit.
Yes.
Because we are not of them that draw back.
Amen.
Unto perdition.
Amen.
But we are of them that believe to the saving of the soul.
Okay,
the word of God tells me in Hebrews the 10th chapter in the 38th verse, it says, now the just shall live by faith.
Yes.
But if any man draw back,
yes,
my soul shall have no pleasure in him.
Pleasure.
But we are not of them who draw back unto
yes
perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul.
Yes,
God knows the word of God says, he that shall endure unto the end,
yes,
the saved shall be saved. God knows we got to keep this faith. Trials may come. Tribulations may come. But we got to keep the faith. We must hold on to God's unchanging hand. We can't take down. We can't draw back under position. We can't turn from God when we don't see our way. God knows we still have to trust in God, knowing that God is able to work miracles, knowing that God is able to do all things. The word of God tells me that his eyes is on the sparrow. And if God is him. I know. Righteousness. Because he took God at his word. He trusted God. He staggered not at the promise. But he stepped on it. On God's word. Moses. By faith. He stepped down on the word of God. See my thing. And he stepped out of his word. Across the Red Sea. And God. Thank God. Open up the Red Sea. Let the children of Israel to walk through on dry ground. God knows we got to take him out of word. God is able to open up your Red Sea. God is able to bring you out of the lion's den. God is able to deliver you out of the fiery furnace. God is able. He's able. Just take him out of word.
Tonight, we got to keep trusting in the Lord because God is able. And the Bible said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We are not going to see our way all the time. We're not going to see what God has for us all the time. But we got to live by faith. The Bible said the just shall live by their faith. Glory to God. I thank God for this message on tonight. You can reach out and move by faith. Take this word of God that you heard tonight and just put it to work. Put your faith to work. You might say, well, I only got a little bit of faith, but take that little bit of faith and put it to work and see, won't God deliver for you? Praise the Lord. At this time, I'm going to ask that Evangelist Cynthia come back and lead us in this closing prayer.
Tonight, Lord, we thank you for thine word. Thank you for the message, Lord. We ask you to look down on us with compassion, have mercy, forgive sins, and let transgressions be blotted out tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, my Father, help us to take your word in, God. Help us to apply it unto our heart, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, help us to look to you in these last and evil days, God.
Jesus.
Oh, God, knowing that you cannot fail us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, let your will be done in our lives, God.
Yes.
Save tonight, Lord, that soul that's searching for help, my God. Oh, my God, we ask you to help tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, send deliverance, Lord. Send on strength tonight, God. Send healing, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Father, let your will be done in somebody's life, God. Somebody is crying out to you tonight, Lord. Somebody is reaching out, God. It seems like there's no hope, my God. But you're their hope tonight, Lord. You're their strength tonight, God. You're their deliverer, Lord. In the name of Jesus, touch the mind tonight, God. Touch the heart, Lord. I know you're able, God. In the name of Jesus, look on the incarcerated, Lord. Have mercy tonight, God. The sick and the shut in, God. Have mercy, Lord. Oh, my Father, the bereaved families, God. Comfort and console, Lord.
Yes,
go
Lord.
Go into the mental institutions, God. Have mercy tonight, God. We know that you're able, God. Have your way, God. Go into the hospitals, Lord, the nursing homes, my God. I know you're able, God. Have your way, Lord. Move on our neighbors, God. Save them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Move up and down the East Coast, God, the West Coast, Lord. Go in the White House, my God. Oh, God, the Senate, my God, the Council, God. In the name of Jesus, I know you're able, God. Have your way, Lord. Look on our leaders, God. Save, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Look on our pastors and our ministers, God. Help them to lead the people, Lord. In the name of Jesus, have your eternal way and let your will be done, God. We thank you for this prayer, Lord.
Thank you
for
Jesus.
The broadcast, my God.
Thank you,
have your
Jesus.
Way the more, God. Save,
yes,
heal, and deliver, Lord.
Yes,
in the
Lord,
name
Jesus.
Of Jesus, we pray. In
thank
the name
you,
of the Father and of the Son
you,
and
Jesus.
Of the precious Holy Ghost. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. We thank the Lord for the prayer coming through Evangelist Cynthia. I tell you, we can't get too much prayer. I tell you, we need to be praying all day long in the times that we are living in now. Praise God. At this time, we're going to have remarks from our ministers and our evangelists.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I thank God for the word of God. Coming through Evangelist Maybell, and thank God for that prayer coming through Evangelist Cynthia. And she was asking if we are pleasing God. She began to talk about that drawback, and we don't want to be found there. Lord knows I don't want to be found there. But we can believe God. We can believe his promises, take God at his word, and be confident in what he's promised us. I want to encourage Evangelist Maybell and all the listeners, keep on doing the will of the Lord. And if you're not doing it, to the listeners, it's time. Amen. Be encouraged. God bless.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank God for the word that came on this evening. Amen. God, the word of God is right. It's precious. I love the word of God. Amen. Yes. Let us take it in, apply it unto our hearts, live by it, and we will be saved.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for that powerful message coming through on tonight. I tell you of the truth, it was anointed. You can feel the anointing. No matter when it was preached tonight. Amen. We heard it tonight, and we can apply it right now. Take the word of God in, apply it to your heart. Have faith in God. You can only please God with faith. That's the only way that you can please him. Without faith, you cannot please God. So after that message, and I'm encouraged through the word of God, and I encourage you to also take this word in. If your faith is lacking, if it's weak, it is time now to get that faith built up, because when the Lord comes, that question remains. When he comes, shall he find faith on the earth? Shall
Amen.
He find faith on the earth? Make sure that your faith is sure. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. We praise God. We thank God for this broadcast, for the word of God, for all of the prayers, and for the remarks coming through our evangelists. I thank God for them, and I want to encourage them to continue to trust in the Lord and do the will of God, whatever he has given you to do. Believe God and receive it. Praise God. And we thank God this brings the broadcast to a close. And we expect to be back here again on Tuesday night, Lord willing. Oldies but goodies in the gospel. So we ask that you prepare your hearts. Come back on Tuesday night for oldies but goodies in the gospel. And I also want to say, add to the prayer list, the entire Kellum family. Praise God. And if that's all, this brings the broadcast to a close. We say God bless you and good night.